It's a new day. Yes, it is.
The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket.
It is a new day here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. You're listening to The Playground. Hope you're having a great weekend and a great Sunday morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Matt Missler on the ones and twos on
Morgan,
the other side of the
Morgan
glass.
Morgan Missler.
Maverick Morgan Missler on the other side of the glass. Jay-Z here in studio with me. Antonio, our trusted Spartan fan to my right here.
Boom.
Joining us for The Playground, talking Michigan basketball, 66-57. The Wolverines are victorious in a game that really was never even that close. Michigan led by as many as 21 points in this game as they defeat the Illini, and they get to 3-4, 3-4 really in the Big Ten. And everything's ahead of them now. As we talked about before the break, they have a chore ahead of them as far as getting to that mark that they had last year. But it is possible. It is possible, as we saw with the 2011 team. Maybe this will be that spark, as we saw with the 2011 team in East Lansing. Who's to say? But that was certainly a memorable, motivating tool yesterday for Michigan, and a memorable performance. And want to get into this. Really a memorable performance, I thought, for DJ Wilson. And you can give us your thoughts here in studio, 734-998-1050. But DJ Wilson, I think, throughout his evolution this year at Michigan, we've seen that he can, maybe not as well as Mo Wagner, but play that sort of stretch for that position where he's all over the floor. But we know he can shoot. We know John Beilein has those shooters in his system. But could he embrace that blue-collar mentality, and could he really, again, go through another transformation as a player, as we saw yesterday against Illinois? And I thought it was. I thought as much of a force as Mo Wagner can be, both shooting the ball from deep, playing inside, moving around in the post, moving his feet, getting defenders off balance. DJ Wilson yesterday, I thought, showed another side to his game, and that was the toughness that he showed on the defensive side of the floor. He was, in a word, it seemed like he was everywhere yesterday. It didn't matter whether it was grabbing rebounds at the rim or just playing above the rim. We saw it from him. He exhibited, I think, a different bundle of energy than we've seen so far in this season. And again, just to reiterate his stat line from the game, 19 points, 7 of 10 shooting. He shot 70%, 4 of 6 from the charity stripe, 7 rebounds, and he handed out 5 assists in 39 minutes. But more importantly, what stood out to me was how active and energetic he was on the offensive glass and giving Michigan extra possession, 6 offensive rebounds on the glass yesterday. And he really just, I hate to use the term spark plug because it seems like that's a little overused, but he was the best player. I'll just say he was the best player on the floor for Michigan yesterday, and he will continue to have to show that that variety in his game as we move forward, because as Tony mentioned, Michigan's got all these difficult games going up. I mean, Michigan is going up against the creme de la creme of the Big Ten when we talk about playing Purdue in Mackey Arena, playing Wisconsin again. They have to play a much improved team in Minnesota and Northwestern. And when you did what Michigan did in the first half, and really that's when they took the game over, muscling Illinois in the paint, you saw Derek Walton be that leader that Jay-Z talked about and get to the rim. But, excuse me, DJ Wilson was the man for Michigan. And I thought the way that he corralled rebounds, the way that he was not just grabbing the rebounds, but playing above the rim. And, I mean, we saw in the first half, that put back, that flush at the rim, that brought Chrysler to its feet, and that got the fans into the game. And that's what he can be. He can be that energetic personality that Michigan needs if they're going to make that run in the Big Ten that we talked about. So Jay-Z, Tony O, when you watch DJ Wilson, you see what he did, and you see sort of that defensive side from him yesterday. What were your impressions of him, and do you think that he can be a be that X factor from Michigan that's going to turn some things around? Is that enough?
Well, I kind of think that he he sort of has been the X factor all season. I mean, he's been I would say our best player. I mean, I think Mo Wagner at times shows spurts, but his defense sort of lags behind.
Yeah, it's lacking.
But I think DJ Wilson has probably been the most consistent and best player on the team. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's been the X factor. I mean, a lot of these games, we know he's been the leading scorer, like we saw in the Illinois game. And yeah, I thought his defensive performance in the Illinois game was impressive and you know, should bode well if it can continue.
Yeah, I back up everything Tony O just said. The only scary part of that is the 39 minutes. Beeline does not like doing that to his starters.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. There's most on the team yesterday. Eventually, you're going to look at have to make sure that he sits down. Even though he's seemed pretty strong all the way throughout the game.
That'll wear on you over the course of a few games.
Yes, it will.
I agree, like, ideally. But I think, I don't know. I mean, just looking at the bench and looking at what we've seen so far.
That is also true.
I just don't think, like, these guys are going to have to play, like, 35 or more minutes, like, every game.
Yeah. No, there's a bunch of ragtags on the bench. And, yes, yesterday it was
ragtags.
Seven points. Danell had two. Duncan Robinson had five to go with his three fouls.
Danell was his normal foul machine when he comes in.
Yep, same with Duncan Robinson. Danell, four of them. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's why they're going to play a lot of minutes. But, yeah, at some point, Coach Beilein is going to look at, even if it's just, you know, take him out before the timeout, you know, it's going to come around the eight-minute mark, just to try to get him somewhat of a breather. More likely, Coach Beilein is going to have to do that, especially down the stretch when you're taking on these tough teams you're going to on these next five, six games. Indiana, Michigan State twice, Ohio State, another Indiana, and then Wisconsin. You're going to have to look for as much as you can to rest these guys without losing any momentum in the game.
And what say you, Michigan fans? We want you to get involved on the playground this morning. Come play with us, 734-998-1050, if you want to chime on in on Michigan, on DJ Wilson, on really, again, his, I would call it a metamorphosis of sorts, because his game is evolving, and we've seen that in the past from some players under John Beilein, whether it was Nick Stauskas, Trey Burke. I mean, you can go down the list. There's a lot of criticism of John Beilein, and I say this every week, but some of it can be justified. But I think there is, while people can be upset with the recruiting, I think you can't really argue how John Beilein develops his players, and we're seeing that from DJ Wilson. And whether Michigan is always going to be a team that doesn't want to play tough, and they don't want to be the blue-collar team, and they don't want to, out-rebound a team, especially in the offensive glass, in favor of getting back for transition defense. I mean, that remains to be seen. Maybe this is a one-time thing, but it seems like for this team and for this season and for DJ Wilson, there is a change for Michigan happening. Tell us what you think. You can give us a call here, 734-998-1050. Is DJ Wilson a different player? Has Michigan turned the corner? All these things on the table for you here as we move forward here in the playground. And another point that I wanted to mention, and I'll get to that after this. We have a caller. We'll head to the phones right now and talk to JT on a cell. JT?
Good morning. I mean, TJ Wilson, I think he's transformed his game, but I think we need more consistency out of the other guys. I think that's what's going to come down to. And, yes, this is a really tough stretch coming up, and I think they've got to win a couple games they weren't supposed to if they have any kind of hope of making the tournament. But I had a question. I didn't have an opportunity to see the college All-Star game yesterday. I'm just curious how Smith did and some of the other players that represented Michigan.
Yeah, we're talking basketball. I did not watch the Shrine game. I'll have to check on that, but thanks for the call.
Yeah, I didn't either. I had no idea.
I mean, I will say that I've seen some reports.
They did
and,
great.
Yes.
There you go. They
unequivocally
were awesome.
Great. Yeah, I mean, I've seen some reports and video and pictures that Davion Smith was playing pretty well in the week leading up to the game. I don't know about the game itself, but.
But thanks for the call. Great stuff always. No one watched the game. So if you didn't watch the game, I guess we didn't either. Tony O?
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I heard what Jeff heard that, I mean, he did. He played so well that he got invited to the
right.
Senior Bowl, is it? Or
yeah.
What, yeah.
Which was, yeah.
So, boom. Didn't Kalos also?
Kalos? I think so.
I just read that somewhere.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, let's head back to the phones and talk to JJ in Lincoln Park. JJ, how are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing a lot better than I was doing last Sunday, I can tell you that for sure.
That's good.
I got over the defeat of the swim team, so I'll still live another day. But I did get my knife out. Was actually contemplating Harry Carey, but I got that. I'm watching the basketball team, and I know that John Beilein's a fine coach, blah, blah, blah. To me, the what I could come up with, the close loss to Wisconsin, they played valiantly, but it just doesn't seem they had the mental toughness when the clock shot's running down and they had that go-to guy to make that clutch play that in the past Michigan teams have always come up with the clutch play to win the close games. You're defined on what you do in the close games, and it doesn't seem like the ball's been bouncing our way in the big games. And maybe one player or two back when we're losing those games are lacking the mental toughness, the mental edge. That's the only thing I could come up with. I want to know what your take is. Help me on that.
All right, JJ, and a splash for you as we welcome in JJ as we do every Sunday morning on the playground. And that's a valid point. I mean, Michigan, I think that is still a question mark for them, is what will they do in crunch time? Who gets the ball? Who is the play run for? Who takes the shot? I mean, we have seen lately that it is going to be
Spike.
Yes, it is going to be Zach Ervin in spots. It will be Derek Walton. I mean, Derek Walton yesterday. I think if it is going to be anybody to rely upon, it is going to be him, because a lot of times I still have issues with Zach Ervin, even though he scored 15 points, he needed 6 makes to get there. His efficiency wasn't what it could be. But if it's going to be anybody other than maybe like a three from Duncan Robinson, or maybe a putback from Wagner or Wilson, I think if it comes down to like a jump shot or a big play, I think it's going to be Derek Walton. He was absolutely fabulous. 13 points on 4 of 10 shooting yesterday, 1 of 4 from 3. And as Tony said, another usage situation there, 37 minutes from Walton. But he was aggressive. He got to the rim. He didn't shy away from contact. And I guess to answer JJ's question, it is going to be Derek Walton. I don't know what you guys think, but
yeah, I say Spike. I mean, he had 5 points yesterday, 4 assists, 2 rebounds and a steal in just 17 minutes. Oh, wait, he plays for Purdue now?
Yeah.
Why do we keep this guy? Because those bench players, right? That awesome bench we have. No, it's going to be Walton. Walton would get the would more likely get the last shot, I would think, unless they could work something inside. But that's not their game right now. I know they're evolving a little bit of working the inside game a lot more. But, yeah, I would think Walton, or if somehow Ervin got his hands on it, he'd probably take the shot no matter what.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, if Walton takes it.
Much to our chagrin for Ervin, right?
I was going to say, if Walton decides to take it, then it's his. But otherwise, I think it's going to end up being Zach Ervin.
All right. Well, we'll have to see. It might be a scary situation. We rag on Zach Ervin a little bit, but I think
6 for 15 yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, I think some situations justify. I know he loves to come off that screen top of the key and take the jumper.
You just don't give it to him there. You just
No. But I mean, that's what he does, and sometimes he'll make it, sometimes he won't. But I mean, he is not the player. I'd much rather have, if it's a jump shot, give it to Duncan or give it to Derek Walton, or if you're in a situation where you need a 2 and you're inside muscling for it, let Mo Wagner make the play, or DJ
can work his way back.
Yeah, or DJ Wilson come up with a ball and with a putback. But so Michigan again, winners yesterday at Chrysler, 66-57, much tougher on the glass. Crashing the glass against Illinois again, finished with 30 rebounds, which is just remarkable for this team, and I think signals a change. I'm not going to guarantee that this is a team that'll make a big run in the Big Ten tournament or make the NCAAs by any means, but there's something there. I think they've turned some kind of corner, and maybe this is the motivation they need here.
You know, I think it was like maybe 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I saw this interesting post-game press conference that Jim Boeheim from Syracuse did. Where,
oh boy.
One of the reporters was, you know, basically insinuating that at this point, you know, like the season is like, what's the point of keeping on going, because, you know, it's already it wasn't maybe that extreme, but it was basically, you know, they hadn't been doing well, and so, you know, why keep going? And
don't even try, I guess.
Well, and Boeheim, he basically went out. He had this interesting point where basically, you know, in college basketball, really the only thing that you should be judged on is what you do in the postseason. Because, you know, he talked about how I think it was like 2 years ago where, you know, during the regular season they had a pretty terrible record and they ended up making the Final Four.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the best years in Syracuse, you know, basketball because they made the Final Four. But, you know, but the way that the reporters, you know, work on the stats, it ends up looking like, you know, these past 4 years were actually really bad for them. But so it's an interesting thing. So I think, you know, Michigan fans shouldn't give up hope that it can still be a good year.
We saw it with the 2011 team. You never
right.
know.
With that being said, I think that if they did make the NCAA tournament, I think they would go out in the first round. But keep hope.
Keep hope alive. Because, you never know. I just think that this is one of those games where they found a reason to fight. I don't know if it will be that way the rest of the way.
All right. Well, that will conclude a little bit of our basketball discussion, but the phone line's always open. You can jump in here in the playground with anything you'd like to talk about Michigan basketball. DJ Wilson, the Wolverines, postseason hopes.
Shrine ball.
Yes, and the shrine ball from our callers as we move forward here on the playground.
Miz has got something.
Before we go to break, apparently, to give your stats for Devion, 23 yards on the ground, leading the East.
Oh,
2 yards.
First round.
Receiving. Yeah, but that's about it. 10-3. 10-3 final was the West. If you're a fan of defense, that was your game to watch. But
all right,
I want to see points, man. I want to see 85-77.
Right.
Yeah, actually, interesting nugget, Miz. Before we go to break, we had Chad Ryder from NFL.com on Inside the Huddle last weekend. He said he dropped this bombshell on our show that Davion Smith would be a top 100 pick, which just blew my mind. But, you know, hopefully for Davion, it does blow up.
Canadian
for him,
Football League, you never know.
Yes. When we come back on the playground, I want to get into Michigan hockey, and I was at the game at Yost on Friday night, and I saw some things that I had never seen in 22 years of watching Michigan hockey. And I want to get into that, and I want to delve a little deeper into Michigan hockey. So we'll get into that when we come back on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.